Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Thursday, May 26, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in Nepal, where emergency rule was lifted in April. However, the king pursued a political crackdown and gatherings remain banned. It's an increasingly unstable environment for Christian cross-cultural work, Interserve's Doug Van Bronckhorst.
There's a crossfire. There are two groups competing for power. It's a civil war, and all sorts of people are caught in the middle. Anybody that has to travel to do their work, and I suppose that would apply, say, to a church planner, evangelist kind of person, would definitely have difficulty because travel is often one of the issues.
Pray that their team can continue to work. Next, learning Ma, the language of the Mibu tribe in Papua New Guinea, makes missionaries less threatening. In addition to learning the language, new tribe's literacy consultants help the missionary team construct four primers for their first literacy class that begins in July. From there, it'll be possible to teach them to read the gospel. The Mibu people are excited about the prospects of learning to read and write their own language. Pray that the team will be able to finish the materials needed for their July program. And finally, the Book of Hope is an illustrated story of Christ written especially for kids. To date, it's been handed out all over the world with the help of volunteers. One of those trips was responsible for starting the first ever Granny Brigade because of the emotional needs of orphaned children. Miriam Makovic helped coordinate the trip.
We had permission to go into the schools to pass out Book of Hope. And so between the grannies and some churches that helped us, we distributed right around 38,000 books.
Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Chuck Swindoll's free book, Darkness and the Dawn, a gift from Transworld Radio, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. This book can be a great witnessing tool, using everyday language to help people understand the atoning work of Jesus Christ. You can also get it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.